Didn't really know what that meant, so I just brought a paycheck from Wednesday. I've been working over at Clovis for a long time. A Wednesday paycheck ain't that big a sacrifice, but we brought it. And we just offered God our Wednesday. Didn't know how that was going to work out.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on March 24, 2021, and is titled, Pick Your Lamb. So grab your Bible, turn to the book of Exodus, and let's join Steve and the message.
Right after that, I got diagnosed with leukemia. So I got to lay in a room with God. They tied me down with a plastic hose, and I got to lay there for a while, where I learned a lot of things, just like Zephaniah 3:17, that the Lord would rejoice over you. That was on Thursday night while I was there. Big night. By the end of that, I knew that Mule Shoe, Texas was the only place that I'd been called to. Bless my wife's little heart. For 18 years, she's been guilty by association, but is now just as much or more sold out than I am. You realize this is the only place you've been called to. You don't know why. It won't rain and the dirt blows all the time and it just ain't all that much fun. And I had a lot of different options. I could go where there were trees and grass and other stuff, and we're just here. I didn't know that the Luciferians were going to take over our country. I didn't know that God would give a guy in Mule Shoe, Texas, a strategy to get out of it. I just gave him my Wednesday. We were having church on Thursday, if y'all remember. One night laying in a motel room in Fort Worth, Texas, I heard the Lord, and he said, you need to move it to Wednesday night. I called Curtis Preston, called Robin, called one or two others, Alan. Said, hey, what do you think about that Wednesday night? Think it's a good idea. Same time, Charlie Rogers figured out that I'm not moving to Oklahoma. And he said, I could quit the cow sale. And he said, because I did my own diagnosis before they told me I had leukemia. I just thought the dust, I was getting cow dust is all that's wrong with me. I'm fine. I didn't know I had leukemia. And so when we get done, Charlie said, how come you won't auctioneer my cow sale? I said, you know what? I kind of miss it. I said, I'll come back. You don't have to give me a raise, but I'm going to fix my hours. Now I have better hours than the bankers. I mean, I got good hours. I get there when I want to get there, and I leave this morning. I got there early. Charlie come in there, and he said, man, you're here early. And I said, oh, yeah, the meter's running. I've only worked so many hours. I figured the earlier I start here this morning, I'll just leave quicker. Wednesday, I want you to look around. Because one of the things that would not have worked in this endeavor is for me to separate myself and become part of the institution. If I became part of the institution of government over in Oklahoma, see, my dad was a legislator. I thought there was a heritage there for me maybe to step into that. Or if I'd have just decided that this was going to become an institution, I didn't go outside, I didn't live and do what we've been doing. You see, all the people I meet outside this building have laid the groundwork for success for this county by county, reclaiming our land. Not only that, but a little old paycheck once a week over there helps a guy like me preach fearlessly. Because you cannot choke me with my salary. I'm going to do this with or without. And so Wednesday became one of the most fruitful things, and it set the stage for my entire life. Because now on Wednesday, we reach through that camera all over the United States of America. It set the stage for things like Coffee with the Colonel. set the stage now for county by county what we're engaged in. Passover. All we did was offer up Wednesday for potential. And God did amazing things. What do you think is going to happen Sunday evening when we offer up 800 square miles of county for the glory of God? And we proclaim our commitment. And we engage our covenant. What do you think happens during this particular time? I'm expecting amazing things to happen. Listen, I've monkeyed around with this now for about 3 months. I hadn't taken myself very serious. Just kind of did what I felt led to do. I've tried to learn. I've grown in what God has shown me. I've tried to lead as best I can for an old horse sale auctioneer running around with a Bible in his hand. Still comes back to everything you do in the kingdom of God is based in love. When I come back to that every time, I realize that I love my Lord. I love my family. I love my community. And I love my country. I love my country. God promised me something. He promised you something. And so we're going to claim it. And so I knew that I could run around yapping a little bit, stir up a little stuff, and maybe get a few people excited. I knew that when I got on Coffee with the Colonel in the morning, that if I'd get a little goofy on there every now and then, get a little radical and want to spiritually punch the punching bag a little bit, man, I'd get a lot of views and people would get all excited and, oh, well, this is pretty cool. But it wasn't until this week when we left Cloudcroft and we started getting phone calls and messages of things that the Lord was telling other people to do that we were trying to talk them out of, because we just didn't think it was that big a deal. But I come to realize I'm not a big deal. Rob and I aren't a big deal. This is a big deal. How do you reckon it was that night? They've done had gnats and mites and stuff, grasshoppers. They've done had everything in Egypt. And Dad comes home one night and says, hey, y'all, we're going to get out of here. So go kill a sheep. How do you reckon? You reckon any teenagers rolled their eyes? This sounds stupid. Yeah, y'all get ready, get dressed. These are the rules. Let's go. Or y'all think they just jumped up all, however many was, there's thousands of them. They just jumped up and said, yes, finally. That can't be true. Because they wasn't out there very long until they wanted to come back. Well, I've kind of looked at this the same way sometimes. Just in the privacy of my pickup or just listening to me talk. Sometimes I go, oh, my God. I can't imagine what she said behind her rolling eyes every now and then. Oh, my God, he's lost his ever-loving mind. Not anymore. This deal's for real. God's telling it to too many people. Too many people are hearing it from the Lord. They're hearing the exact same things. They're ready to do something. God's people are standing up and ready. We've had enough tyranny. We've had enough bondage. We've had enough. And God said, it's time to come out. This is the Passover. And so now it's time. 1 Corinthians 5. Your glorying is not good. Do you not know a little leaven? Leaven's a whole lump. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 6. This is the week coming up, week of unleavened bread. Because we've got leaven. You see, there's three kinds. There's the leaven of sin, there's the leaven of theology or doctrine, and then there's the leaven of the kingdom of God. A little bit of it will expand through the batch either way. Whichever kind. So if we've leavened ourselves with bad doctrine, if we've left the door open to leaven ourselves with sin and carnality, then we've shut the door for the expansion of the leaven of the kingdom of God. He said, purge yourself here from the leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. He's our Passover. He's taken away that leaven of sin for all who believe, all who trust, and all who are born again. He's also given us a sound doctrine taught by the Spirit of God Himself, that you need no man to be your mediator of the word. Holy Spirit will teach you all things and remind you of everything that Jesus said. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So tonight, I just stand before you and just offer myself for potential to bring forth sincerity and truth. You see, a man who's sincere didn't do this so he can get something back. Doesn't have a private agenda or self-promotion or self-preservation. I'm not working my way up the ladder, and I'm not trying to keep my job because I don't have one. I just want to be sincere, and I know she does too. And I want to be truthful as we proceed forward with a strategy that I know for a fact that God gave me while I was sitting in that chair in that barn that morning, county by county, the next revival comes to our United States of America. Because you'll never change a country by changing presidents. You'll change America by changing Americans. And to come back to the true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the foundation of this Bible, to remove the curse and watch the land respond to the very God that created it in 6 days and rested on the seventh. Do you know that, Jesus? Micah, you got a second? Where you at? Are you sleeping? Oh, no, that's the boys. I thought he was sleeping back here. Hey, why don't you come up here and sing a song right quick and we'll be done? Or however many you want. Get up here and just do a worship set and you guys can come and go as you please here. But right now tonight, I want you to ponder some of the things I've said. Some of you have been in on this the whole time. So much so that some of this may even sound a little redundant. But just for the record, there's nothing new under the sun, so we're going to repeat a lot of stuff. We need it. Think about it tonight. If Passover at our courthouse, this may be the most important Passover that I'll experience in my whole life. If it's important to you, then by all means, obey God in whatever He tells you to do. Don't obey me, obey God in whatever He tells you to do. And if you believe this, you believe this word, then let it bring a leaven of faith and kingdom. You see, a little bit of the kingdom will spread, will grow. Revival will actually come. I believe this with everything I got. I'm not discounting it anymore. I'm not discounting my position. I'm not discounting my calling. I'm not cowing down anymore. I'm not softening the blow. I'm just striking the lintel. Saying, devil, get off my property. Because I'm a child of the Most High. And the blood of Jesus says so. So while I'm going to pray and he's going to sing, while he's singing, I'm going to just sit down right up here. And if you need to pray about something tonight, if you need God to do a miracle in your life, we'll call on him and he'll do it. If you don't know Jesus and you're not sure about that covenant you have with him, you come down and visit with me and we'll talk to him about it and that'll get took care of. Anything you need tonight, you come because we want the body to be well. We want the body to be whole. God will help us do it, okay? Let's pray. Jesus, we just thank you tonight for your word. We thank you for your promise. We thank you for your presence. Lord, we love your presence. We thank you, Lord, that you have sanctified us, set us apart for your purposes. Justified by your blood, Lord, empowered by your Holy Spirit, we just give you praise. Lord, if there's anyone here tonight who's walking out of covenant with you, I'm asking you right now, Lord, please touch their hearts and draw them. You said, no man come lest he be drawn. So tonight, Lord, let them not be drawn by my voice, but drawn by the Spirit of the living God. All would know that you, Jesus Christ, risen, you're alive, you're well, and you're here. Bless you, Lord. We give you praise tonight. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Pick Your Lamb. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And you can tune in every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, to hear Steve on AM 1450 Cow Country. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.